WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Steve Turre is one of America's most visible jazz musicians. He's the guy with the ponytail who plays trombone in the Saturday Night Live band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of Turre's new album for jazz and string quartets. Jazz musicians and string sections have been meeting since the 1920s, and the combination is back in vogue. Kevin thinks he knows why.
Whenever there are big improvements in recording or playback technology, like now when digital sound and compact discs get the hype, that's when you find an outbreak of jazz and strings. Violins with their crisp high frequencies are perfect for showing off hi-fi equipment. You're supposed to notice that the fiddles don't sound as weepy as on previous jazz and strings records, a problem which may have as much to do with scoring as recording. Lately, though, drummer Max Roach has made some great music by combining jazz quartet and string quartet. One musician who's followed his lead is trombonist Steve Turre. His new album, Fire and Ice, for Stash Records, includes appearances by the Quartet Indigo, led by cellist Akua Dixon. Paraphrase N. Scott Momaday, listening to most jazz and strings records is like watching maple syrup being poured on a slowly revolving pizza. But Steve Turre, like Max Roach, keeps his string section small and the writing tart. He doesn't go in for that saccharine violin overkill the industry calls sweetening. Jazz talk is loaded with culinary analogies. Good music cooks, right? But with strings, kitchen logic doesn't apply. The smart way to cook with sweetening is to turn up the heat. Turre wrote the tune Andromeda to let the string players step out. John Blake and Gail Dixon are on violins, Melvin Rountree on viola. As a leader, Steve Turre thrives on variety. On his new album, he segues from that string quartet feature to a cha-cha version of You Are the Sunshine of My Life, where he blows conch shells as well as trombone. Turre's trombone style is eclectic, too. You can hear traces of his bebop hero, J.J. Johnson, and of two great Ellington trombonists. He crosses Joe Nanton's vocal approach with the iron-lipped balladry of Lawrence Brown. Turre shows off his bebop chops on Rahsaan Roland Kirk's E.D., just when he seems to exhaust one idea, he seizes on another. He keeps up suspense like an acrobat on a wobbling wire.
Thank you.
Steve Turre with Cedar Walton on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Working with jazz quartet and string quartet, Turre balances the sweet and the heat. But the 69-minute CD and the 47-minute LP of Fire and Ice are different animals. Two of the three tracks that aren't on the vinyl version sound better to me than a couple that are. For one thing, the LP doesn't have that string jam Andromeda. It's got less smoke and more sugar, which is one more reason for LP buyers to feel like they're getting half a loaf.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Steve Turre's new album, Fire and Ice, on the Stash record label. This is Fresh Air.